Okay, we're up to Perek Chet, chapter 8 over here. So you'll notice that Perek Chet is basically a direct continuation from the previous chapter in which we ended off speaking about various halachot as they apply to the malacha of Hotzav, carrying on Shabbos. So like we spoke about minimum requirements, so now we're going to continue with some more minimum requirements. What is the largest item, or rather, I should say, I guess the smallest item that a person can be liable for if they carry it on Shabbos. So hamotzi yayin kedei mezika sakos. Let's say a person brings out enough wine. So right back in the day, we know they didn't have regular wine like we have it. They didn't just come in a bottle and you just drank it. They used to have very thick wine, and you would have to dilute it with water. So if you carry enough wine on Shabbos, that once you put a little water in, that will become wine that you can drink, and that'll become a revius. Ultimately, that's the minimum amount, a few ounces, then you would be liable. Chalav kadei gemiyah, let's say you have enough milk that it's like a gulp size full, you can just drink it, it's a full gulp, and that would be also, you'd also be liable for that. Divash kadei litain al hakasis, so honey, so not for eating, but rather honey that you would use to apply to a sore. Evidently, they used to apply honey to certain animals to if they had any kind of sore backs or anything like that. So if you had that amount of honey, that would, you'd also be liable for that. Shemen kadei lasuch ever katan, enough oil to rub on a small limb, and the Mefarshim say, well, how big is a small limb? You have different sized people. So the Mefarshim, some of the Mefarshim explain that it means even the smallest toe of a baby who was just born, that's how small it has to be. So that's a very small amount of oil, obviously. Mayim kadei lashuf bahem es hakilor. So there was this some sort of eye ointment they used to make, and you would use water to mix it with some spices. So if you had enough water for that, ushar kol mashkin berviyas. And then the Tanakama, right, the first opinion of the Mishnah says, so that's true for all of these previous liquids, but for all other liquids, the minimum is a revius, which is just a couple of ounces. The chola shobchen revius, and he also adds that waste water, which was kind of like disgusting water they would make clay out of. So that waste water is also, the minimum would be a revius, just a few ounces. However, Rabbi Shimon says kulan revius, every single liquid. I know we just had this whole nice list that the Tanakama gave us, but really all liquids, the minimum is a revius. So if a person walks out with just a couple of ounces of some sort of liquid on Shabbos, that an erev, they would be chayev, they would be liable for violating the Isser D'oraisa. Velo amru kol ashirin halalu ela l'matzniyehen. And the Rabbi Shimon says the reason why all these other measurements were listed are only if a person gives a lot of significance to the amount of milk that it takes just to fill up a gulp full of milk. Well, then that if a person normally would store that amount of milk, then that person would also be liable for carrying that. But Rabbi Shimon says most people only give value to a revius. That's the minimum amount of a liquid that a person would give a value to, and therefore that's really the only bare minimum that a person would be liable if they bring that out on Shabbos without an Erev. Okay, Mishnah Beis, Hamotzi Chevel Kadei La'asos Ozen L'Kupa. So what about ropes? So if a person takes a rope out on Shabbos that is enough to make a handle for a basket, that's also something that a person will be liable for. Gemi kadei la'asos tilai l'nafa v'lichvara. Let's say a person brings out gemi, which is some sort of like a plant, some sort of a grass that a person would use to make a hook over a sifter. So as long as this piece of grass is long enough to make a hook out of, that would also be prohibited if you brought that out on Shabbos. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, Kedeli tolmi mena midas minala katan. And he says, no, these measurements of ropes really are only the minimum size that you'd be liable for if you brought it out on Shabbos is enough to marry the size, enough to measure the size of a kid's shoe. So that would be the minimum requirements. And finally, niyar kedei lichtov alav kesher mochsin. So when a person used to cross a river back in the day, there used to be a toll collector when you crossed the river. And so a toll collector would write on a piece of like papyrus, that you paid your taxes once you crossed the river. So the size of paper that you bring out on Shabbos, the size of papyrus that you would bring out on Shabbos, is enough to write this toll collector sign on, which is about usually like two letters. They would write two big letters. Then a person would be chayv for that minimum amount of paper of papyrus they brought out on Shabbos. The mosi kesher mochsin chayev, and a person who brings out an actual toll collector sign, well, this person is certainly obligated because we just said as long as the paper is big enough for this, then you'd be obligated. And for sure, if you actually brought it on an actual toll collector sign, you'd be obligated. And the reason why the Mefarshim say that this is added in the Mishnah, this second idea, is because sometimes the toll collectors would write it on a piece of parchment, which usually the minimum size would be bigger. But here, if you bring out a toll collector sign that it's actually on parchment and not on papyrus, then that would also, even though it's a small piece, you would be liable for that. Then finally, niyar machuk kedei lechroch al pitz loches katana shel playaton. A person who carries out a piece of paper, this piece of papyrus on Shabbos that had writing on it, but then it was erased. So then what's the significance of this? What's the smallest amount? Well, if you can wrap that piece of paper around some sort of a perfume bottle to seal it up, then you would be liable if you would carry that piece of paper out on Shabbos as well. For now, we will stop right here, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Gemara.